What are the early warning systems for mineral deficiencies? We already told you about white, gray, or silver hair for copper deficiency. Liver spots or age spots on the back of your hand, side of your face, or neck. These things are caused by a selenium deficiency. Then, of course, you have toe cramps, leg cramps. So you can have hypertension. These things are all caused by a deficiency of calcium. And if you're an athlete at age 25 or 15 and you get a leg cramp, that's a calcium deficiency, your body's telling you, if you don't stop drinking those Pepsis and start supplementing with some calcium, by the time you're 40, 50, 60 years old, you're going to have arthritis and osteoporosis. But most people say, well, I got to get this high-priced trainer. I need somebody who can give me massage therapy because I have a cramp. And they don't go and take their supplements. Now, lastly, is a behavior called pica and cribbing. Pica and cribbing. Farmers know about pica and cribbing. This is where animals eat non-food items. Dirt, rock, sand, wire, nail, shingles off the roof. They'll eat paint. They'll eat deer bones. If you see a cow eating deer bones, you know they're minerally deficient. Even a farmer with a fourth grade education knows they're minerally deficient. We'll give the animals minerals to prevent from having to rebuild the fence and prevent having large veterinary bills. Little kids react the same way. I'm sure you've seen little kids who use a plastic shovel or a little spoon and they're eating dirt out of the garden or maybe out of the house plants, maybe on the beach or the play box at school. And if you live in one of these newfangled houses and apartments that have everything artificial, man-made rugs wall to wall, maybe the tile is man-made stuff, nothing organic in the house. These are kids that will watch the Disney Channel and they'll put the kitty litter box between their knees and they'll sit there eating the Tootsie Rolls because that's the only organic thing in the house. Not because it tastes good, because they're seeking. They have this pica and cribbing. Grandfather tends to be very tolerant and says, look, kid, if you got to do this, go over in the corner and do it. I don't want to have to watch. Mom and grandmom don't like that. They pick up this kitty litter box, put it on the kitchen counter, contaminate everybody in the household with worms, and they still haven't satisfied the kid's need for minerals, and they immediately go over and start eating the caulking from around the windows and the lead paint, not because it tastes good, but because it's convenient. Pregnant women are legendary for having pica and cribbing, usually at 2 o'clock in the morning. They want pickles and ice cream, curly french fries, hot and spicy foods. That's because the embryo is taking minerals from the mother. And if they don't supplement with minerals faster than the embryo is taking it from them, they get pica and cribbing and have these crazy cravings. Some of them go out in the middle of the night and eat clay in the full moon. Then, of course...